5 minutes, 20 minutes. Really? 2 minutes for a nickel? When did I get a peso? Excuse me?
Yeah?
Any chance you could lend me a quarter?
Lend you? Are you a good credit risk?
Terrible, but I think you probably have 30 cents of good karma coming at you.
Oh. In that case, why don't I just give you the full 2 hours?
Oh. Thank you.
No, thank you. This hopefully makes up for all those gas stations I robbed.
What?
It's a joke. It was just one liquor store. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, this is awkward.
Yeah, a little bit.
When will this nightmare end?
Allow me.
Oh, thank you. All right, bye again.
No, not yet. Hi, Aunt Marjorie.
Hi, Nick.
Aunt Marjorie? That's
how she signs my birthday cards.
I see you two have met.
Yeah, she was on the street begging for change.
Oh, honey, I thought we talked about that.
Marjorie, aren't you going to introduce us?
Sorry. Jill, Wendy, Bonnie, Christy, this is my nephew, Nick. Nick, these are my girls.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Nick, why don't you join us?
Thanks, but I got to get to work. And thank you for letting me use your storage locker.
Anytime.
Okay, well, it's nice meeting you.
So long.
Bye.
Do not follow me.
Less.
Bye. Where have you been hiding him? And why?
Is he single? Not that I care. I can be a side dish.
Back off. He already stuck his card in my meter.
Listen, ladies, I get it. Nick is a very attractive young man, but he's off limits.
Why?
Just not a good idea. I'm your sponsor. He's my sister's kid.
Okay, well, I want a new sponsor. Bonnie, will you be my new sponsor?
Sure, but you can't date Nick until my daughter's done with him.
Okay. Wendy, you're my new sponsor.
No one's dating Nick, and that's final.
Sure.
Should have just jumped him on the street.
What's that?
I should have just jumped him on the street.
Got a minute?
Not really. I'm studying for midterms.
All right. I was just going to show you a Facebook picture of Marjorie's nephew with no shirt on.
Let me see. Oh, my God. Shirtless on a horse?
On the beach.
That's just not fair.
I'll tell you what's not fair. That horse underneath him instead of you.
Why are you trying to wind me up?
Because you deserve to date a handsome guy, and I always like sticking it to Marjorie.
He is handsome.
Handsome and rugged.
They don't make rugged anymore. I blame soy milk.
You know, he couldn't take his hazel green with a fleck of blue eyes off of you.
Really?
He was totally eye-boning you.
Doesn't matter. I'm not going behind Marjorie's back.
Makes sense. Why pursue the perfect man if it might temporarily make an elderly woman uncomfortable?
You know Marjorie's only like 10 years older than you, right?
If you ever say that again, I will gut you like a fish. Check this out. Status single, and he's a riding instructor at Valley Glen Stables.
Mother of God. He's professionally shirtless on a horse.
Go to him.
No, I can't. I just can't.
Okay. I tried. Good night.
Night. Just gonna finish studying.
His last name's Banizak.
Thank you. Steady, girl. Hi.
Oh, hi. Right on time.
Actually, I got here 20 minutes ago, but I waited in the car because being early is lame, and so is telling you that, sorry.
No worries. So, you're thinking about riding lessons for your son?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking about.
Well, I mean, I could tell you all about how I teach, but it'd be easier just to show you.
With a video?
With a horse.
You got any smaller ones?
You're not scared, are you?
No, I just have a history of falling off things. Mostly bar stools, but one bridge.
Well, don't worry. I'll put you on Starburst. She's very gentle. I had a 5-year-old girl on her this morning.
Easy for her. She's 5. She doesn't understand death.
Starburst, this is Christy. Christy, meet Starburst.
Hello, enormous animal.
Here, pet her nose. She loves it.
Ah, something we have in common. Okay. Ooh, it's warm. Good, here. Starburst.
Here, try an apple. I would have given it to the horse, but that's another way to go. Oh. Okay, just put your foot in the stirrup and swing your other leg over.
It's kind of high.
Here, let me. Ready? I'll give you a boost. You grab the saddle horn.
What's the saddle horn?
Oh, God. Gotta tell you, I'm really impressed. I mean, you hear the expression, get back on that horse, but you rarely see it.
Thank you. This is fun.
Try to move with the horse.
Isn't that what I'm doing?
You know, it might get smoother if you pick up the pace a notch. Give her a little kick.
That seems kind of mean.
It's not gonna hurt her. All right, now you're just tickling her. Go on, show her who's the boss.
I'm so sorry. You're the boss! You're the boss! You're the boss! When we tell people this story, can we say I was thrown from the horse?
Sure.
It's a lot cooler than slipping in the ladies' room.
Maybe we should put stirrups on that toilet. Let's take a look at that ankle.
Ow, 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 ow.
Am I hurting you?
No, I'm just sitting on my keys.
Not broken. Should probably stay off it for a while. Keep it elevated.
Okay, but I'm gonna need your help. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, oh, wow!
Yeah, wow.
Didn't miss a saddle horn that time.
Hard to miss.
Oh, shucks.
So, listen, as great as this was, and it was really great, we can't tell Marjorie.
Oh, man. My mother's sister's always my first call after sex.
No, it's just she's my sponsor in AA, and it might get a little weird.
Understood. I'll gladly be your dirty little secret.
That just makes it hotter.
Well, listen, I don't want to spoil the moment, but we should probably get dressed. Our little boy named Brandon's gonna learn more than how to ride a horse.
He's gotta learn sometime. You should have seen me about an hour ago. After 19 long, lonely months, the curse has been broken.
In your face, Marjorie. Tell me everything.
Well, he took me horseback riding.
Is that how you hurt your foot?
Yes. We were galloping across a field and I missed time to jump. Anyhow, after he carried me into the barn, we did it on a bale of hay.
Really? A bale of hay?
I knew you'd ask, so I brought proof. There's more in my pants.
A
You're my hero.
Are you gonna see him again?
Yippee-ki-yes.
Dinner tomorrow night, then who knows? Maybe on a bed, mix it up a little.
Please, can I be there when you tell Marjorie? Or better, let me tell Marjorie. You know what? It's decided. I'm telling her.
Nobody's telling her. Nick and I agreed to keep this between ourselves.
Okay, fine. I can't be mad. My little girl got banged by a cowboy in a stable.
Always trying to make you proud, Mom.
What happened to your leg?
I slipped at work and twisted my ankle. It's no big deal.
Bound to happen the way you gallop around that place. Mom, sorry, I'll rein it in.
Got hurt at the restaurant. You could sue for big bucks. It's how poor people in America get ahead.
I'm really fine.
You still should get an x-ray. If you walk around on...
Look, I just twisted it. I'm not suing or getting an x-ray.
Whoa there, Nellie. Congratulations, you spooked her.
Can we please go? I'm starved.
I'm gonna need a lift with one of you.
Oh, Christy, aren't you coming for coffee?
Oh, no, I have a class.
Since when do you have a class on Tuesday?
It's a new class.
In the middle of the term?
Yes, I have a new class on a Tuesday in the middle of the term.
Looks like you're going on a date.
I have a date with learning, Jill. It's the other way poor people in America get ahead. Any more questions?
Yeah, when should I expect you home? Around 1, 2?
Just wanted to say, yesterday what happened, I've never done that before.
Really? You were pretty good at it.
I meant in the stable.
I know what you meant. It was my first time in a stable, too, unless you count a shopping mall nativity scene.
I'm sorry. I've got to kiss you.
Oh. You're coming to me.
Wanted to do this all day.
Okay, there's our waiter. Our waiter's here.
What's up?
Should I come back?
No, I'm starving.
Well, we have some specials tonight.
Let's hear them.
Okay, we're doing an heirloom tomato and burrata salad.
I like burrata.
Great, make it 2.
Very good, and for the entrees, we, I'll come back to get your order when you're done eating.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
This is nice, but I think we're making people uncomfortable.
What people? I don't see anyone but you.
Trust me, they're out there.
She's pretty, isn't she?
First date.
You have such perfect little hands.
Thanks. I'm just gonna butter some bread.
Let's butter it together.
Really? Is that a thing?
It'll be our thing.
Am I back too soon?
No, stay.
Have you had a chance to think about your entrees, or are we still canoodling?
May I?
Oh, sure.
I will be sharing the bone-in tomahawk ribeye with the woman I'm gonna marry.
I'm sorry, what?
My bad, baby. Did you want the chicken?
Hey, what are you doing home? I thought you'd be too busy cowpoking and... Oh, forget it, I'm too sleepy.
Oh, Mom, he's weird.
All men are weird. It comes with the penis.
No, we're talking the big weird.
What did he do, show up for dinner wearing pantyhose?
I wish. I've worked with that before. It's not weird, it's courageous. talked about us getting married.
Okay, I'm awake now.
I'm telling you, there's something seriously wrong with that guy. I almost didn't go home with him.
Wait, you still went home with him?
19 months, Mom. Check it out. After we had sex, he made a sketch of me.
I'm confused. Is that you on a horse?
It's me as a horse.
What'd you do?
We had sex again. Then he fell asleep and I snuck out.
After all that, you slept with him again?
19 months, Mom. 19 months.
Armor and I love you.
Oh no.
You just made me what I am and I am yours. Lady, you made me such a fool.
That's gonna get old.
Problem is, it sounds like the guy's crazy about you.
Yeah, you got him, we didn't, so shut up and be happy.
Look at the picture again. I have a tail.
Did you notice Horse Christie wears panties?
So what are you gonna do?
Well, obviously I have to make it very clear to him that it's over, and I'm guessing he's gonna go crying to his Aunt Marjorie, so I better get to her first.
Yep, hit him off at the pass.
Your horse-themed humor has grown very tiresome.
To that, I say nay.
Here she comes. Giddy up.
Hey, that's my thing.
Sorry, I'm late. What'd I miss?
Well, remember how you told us Nick was off limits?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to stop her.
Please tell me you didn't sleep with him.
She did.
3 times.
Christy. Actually, 3 and a half.
3 and a half?
How do you think I got him to stop singing?
This is bad. This is very bad.
I'm sorry.
No, this is bad for you. Nick is, I don't know how to say this, not well.
How not well?
Don't get me wrong, he's never hurt anybody, but he has lived most of his life in a facility.
Oh, God.
Did he escape?
No, it's more of a work release. The horses keep him calm.
Why didn't you tell me?
What was I supposed to say? This is my nephew. He's as nuts as he is handsome.
You don't have to say anything. You just go like this when he's not looking.
Hey, I told you to stay away from him.
How bad is this? Do I need to keep some of her DNA on file in case she goes missing?
Again, he's not dangerous. He just feels things very deeply.
Well, looks like we're moving again.
You understand, I have to respect Marjorie's wishes. We just can't see each other anymore.
Okay.
Really? So you're fine with this?
You betcha. Because it's not really over.
No, Nick, it really is.
Okay.
So we're clear. You and I aren't gonna see each other anymore.
You're such a silly.
All right. Well, thanks for everything. I'm gonna go.
Sounds good. See you soon.
No, you won't.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Christy?
Yeah?
What am I supposed to do with this broken heart?
Oh, what the hell, I'm crazy too.